This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, if I was a smoker in New York City, I don't know how I would do it. But New York City now hikes the price of a pack of cigarettes to $13. It is the most expensive pack of cigarette right now in the United States, $13. I guess the hike takes effect June 1 of 2018 under new legislation that also reduces the number of places allowed to sell cigarettes. We are sending a loud and clear message that we will not let their greed kill any more New Yorkers without a fight. That is according to Mayor Bill de Blasio, said Monday. He signed this bill into law at a Brooklyn hospital. These new laws will not only help reduce the number of smokers in our city, but also save lives. So the current minimum is at $10.50 a pack. So the legislation aims to pressure the city's 900,000 estimated smokers to quit. The measure also reduces by half the number of retailers licensed to sell tobacco products. About 8,300 businesses now have a license. So the number is going to be reduced, obviously, through nutrition. Yeah, it would be nice to reduce it through nutrition as well. So Philadelphia and San Francisco also have similar licensing restrictions. Other provisions will ban the sale of all tobacco products in pharmacies, require licensing of e-cig retailers, require all residential buildings to have smoking policies that are given to all current and prospective tenants. Some residential buildings will be required to ban smoking in common areas like hallways. So New York City's war on cigarettes began under Michael Bloomberg, and the city has claimed that hiking the price of cigarettes would cause people to quit or not start. They have a point, but I have a few choice things to say on that. They say smoking rates in the city have declined from 21.5% to about 14.3% in 2015. City officials said they believe the new restrictions could decrease the rate to 12% by the year 2020. Opponents of the price increase argued that the price hike will push many smokers into buying untaxed, unregulated cigarettes on the black market. Raising the price of narcotics, do you think that's going to stop the opioid epidemic? It may limit it a little bit, but if people, you know, are addicted, they're addicted. Anyway, Jim Kelvin, president of the New York Association of Convenience Stores, said these measures will destroy the business investment of retailers who have been leading the effort to prevent youth access to tobacco products, and the revenue will be lost revenue, lost jobs, and an increasing number of sales in unregulated and illegal settings. Kelvin said they have not decided whether to challenge the legislation in court. Okay, so on one end, we're doing something right with curbing smoking, all right? Because we have less people smoking. Now, we're doing something wrong because the obesity epidemic is skyrocketing. And I don't know if I could just blame fast food. I think there's more to it. And, you know, women especially, we were able to keep our figures because we could reach for a cigarette. That's how people have stayed slim. So, you know, we have individuals that, one, they're addicted to the nicotine products, all right? And then you have, two, people that aren't addicted, but this is what they use to get through the day and get through life. Now, the reason why I am for curbing smoking. And why I feel smoking is a huge public health threat is because not only does it hurt you, it hurts others. You know, once we educate you, I don't care what you do with your body. All right? Once I educate you about the risks of something, I don't have to be your mommy. If you don't want to wear a helmet, if you want to put something in your body that you shouldn't, it's your body. I'm out of it. I don't care. It's your body. The problem is when you smoke, it affects people around you. You know, I hated breathing in my grandma's smoke. But you had to. When she lit up, we all had to breathe it in. If she was babysitting you, you couldn't just run and leave. You know, you just had to take it. And I remember when I complained, she said, if you don't like it, lump it. And I hate that saying. But, you know, she smoked. That was her. You know, so I have to be against smoking because you have other innocent victims that get exposed. And there's also third-hand smoke. You know, and fourth-hand smoke, they now say. I believe third-hand smoke is where it's on the curtains and it's on the couches. And these kids are picking that up. So because you have innocent bystanders being affected, that's where we have to step in and do something. But, New York mayors have notoriously kind of gotten, you know, into people's business, like with the cup sizes in New York. You can't sell a cup a certain size, etc. And the thing I'm having just a little bit of problem with, and I don't think the ACLU is going to jump to anyone's defense, is we're forcing a demographic to pay more than somebody else. All right? We are taxing and we are discriminating against a group. And those are individuals who are addicted to nicotine. Now, they have the choice of not buying the package of cigarettes, but you are taxing only one group of individuals with this hike. And that just doesn't sit right with me, especially since people who could quit smoking, you know, many of them would if it wasn't for the weight issue. So, here we are with $13, pack of cigarettes. I think we are going to see a market of, push. I think, you know, people that want, I do think though smoking is going to subside. I think people will smoke less. And I think we are, doing wonders when it comes to the smoking epidemic, but we sure the hell are fueling other epidemics. And, you know, you can't squash, you know, addiction. And so you could try, but if people want something, they're going to get it. Come hook or crook. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold. Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we're going to talk about capital punishment and lethal injections. All right, that's been in the news as the Nevada Department of Corrections has announced that they are going to use a new concoction, a new combination of medications to execute Scott Raymond Dozier. Now, Scott Raymond Dozier, 45 years old, was recently ordered by the 8th Judicial District Court to be executed. He was sentenced to death after he was convicted of first-degree murder for killing and dismembering Jeremiah Miller. Apparently, Miller's torso was found in a suitcase and had been dumped in a trash bin near West Flamingo, where he used to live. And during the investigation, police learned of another victim who was dismembered and buried in the desert in Arizona. Dozier was also found guilty of second-degree murder in that case. So, Nevada law requires that he be put to death by lethal injection. Now, this week, the Department of Corrections announced that it was prepared to carry out the court order. However, they needed to have, they've been working on this, but they need a new combination of drugs. Now, we've talked about lethal injection and how it used to work, all right? You'd give sodium thiopental to start to sedate the person and bring them to a level of unconsciousness. Then you would give them a neuromuscular blocking agent, like pancuronium bromide or some neuromuscular blocking agent to paralyze the muscles. And then the third injection used to be potassium. And we would inject them with potassium to stop the heart. Well, there's been a lot of botched lethal injections. And reason for this is these individuals would wake up in pain and gasping. So they swapped one of the medications with midazolam. And midazolam is supposed to also bring on sedation and bring you to a level of unconsciousness, but that wasn't working either. I guess there was a case where in Arizona where one of the convicts who was receiving the death penalty needed 15 injections. Now, usually you're only supposed to inject once and maybe have a backup. But he had to undergo 15 injections for the execution. So midazolam has been not a favorite, and that's been an issue now being substituted in certain states. Plus, on top of all this, you have pharmaceutical companies saying, no, you're not using my drug. No, you're not using my drug for execution. Okay, my drugs are only supposed to be used in surgery settings. That I'm not going to let you use that for capital punishment. Otherwise, we're going to get involved and, you know, crucified in the media. We need to stay neutral on this. So apparently states are having trouble finding medications. So what legal medications can you use and put together to use for lethal injection? So Nevada Chief Medical Examiner, NDOC Director James Zarenda, selected three drugs to be used, and they're diazepam, fentanyl, and sisatricurium. Now, some of you are like, whoa, diazepam? That's Valium. Yep, Valium, yep. Now, not to panic, the Valium, you know, that you have in your house or in your purse, it's probably fine. That's probably a 5-milligram dose or a 10-milligram dose. We don't know the exact dose being used for this IV injection, but I'm assuming it's a hell of a lot higher. So the diazepam is taking over the midazolam. And diazepam does last longer. It's not as short-acting as like Xanax would be. So I see how the diazepam could work, but it would have to be a very, very high level. So diazepam is one of them, and then fentanyl. Well, you guys have heard of fentanyl, right? That's the narcotic that people are overdosing on. So, you know, somebody had asked, one of my listeners had asked, why aren't we using narcotics for lethal injections? If all these people are overdosing, and we're having an issue finding medications to inject as a lethal injection, why don't we use the fentanyl? Or use a strong opioid? Well, they're using it now. And remember, if you mix fentanyl and diazepam, that could be deadly. Now, how many of you have pain medications with your Valium? Deadly? Don't. Then we have the sisatricurium. Everybody say that three times fast. Sisatricurium. Sisatricurium is the neuromuscular blocking agent that would cause the paralysis of the diaphragm and prevent the breathing. So here's the new drug. Now, the reason why there's a lot of controversy is this combination has never been used before in executions in Nevada, and I'm being told it's never been used ever by a state. Can it work? Yeah. I was interviewed by News 3 last night. I'm like, yeah, it can work. Diazepam and fentanyl alone could kill somebody. Add the, you know, the sisatricurium, you know, absolutely. This, you know, depending on the dose. I would be a little worried about the diazepam in case somebody is already very tolerant to it. I would also be worried about the fentanyl if somebody's, you know, already very tolerant to narcotics. I mean, we would be having to talk about a very, very high dose. But it is possible. Now, the state recently spent close to $900,000 creating a new execution chamber at Ely State Prison after its old chamber in Carson City had fallen out of compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. But they say even with an updated execution chamber, the state was unable to carry out the death penalty because one of the two drugs needed for the lethal injection had expired. Now, remember that was an issue a while back, and people are like, wait a second. You're worried about giving somebody an expired drug? We have 5-year-old Tylenol floating around the house, all right? You have a convict, and medicine is hard to come by when it comes to lethal injection. This person is waiting. You're torturing him, withdrawing, you know, with dragging it out, and you're worried about a code date by a month? Well, again, there's laws and there's regulations, okay? And giving somebody expired medications could run the risk that that person does not properly fall into or become obtunded or become unconscious, and so you know, and you wonder with these other botched executions, could that have been a factor where the medication had lost potency? Now they say Nevada, according to the RGJ, is among 31 states that allow death as a sentencing option, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. The last inmate to be executed in Nevada was in 2006. So that's when they used the sodium thiopental. That's when everybody used that. So, you know, state by state, it's interesting. The Death Penalty Information Center, they say 8 states have used the single drug method for executions. It's a legal dose of an anesthetic. And that was had been done in Arizona, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Ohio, South Dakota, Texas, and Washington. 6 other states have at one point announced using a one-drug protocol but have not carried out such an execution. And one drug would be the pentobarbital. And you could overdose on barbiturates, so absolutely. It's the midazolam, which was used in the 3-drug protocol, is supposed to help relax you and help you fall into that state of unconsciousness. The problem is they found, like in Alabama, Ronald Smith in December 2016, within 15 minutes, he was heaving and gasping for breath. They say Arkansas's use of this midazolam raised concerns, and when Kenneth Williams was undergoing his injection, there was coughing, convulsing, lurching, and jerking. And so midazolam was replaced in Florida with etomidate, and looks like we're replacing it with diazepam. They've used diazepam before, but again, I'm dying to know the dose, and I hope they have a backup in case this doesn't work. Now, other states, they say at least 10 states have used compounding pharmacies to obtain their drugs for lethal injection. And so Texas first used pentobarbital from a compounding pharmacy for an injection in 2013. Georgia used an unnamed compounding pharmacy for their execution. So, you know, when pharmacies won't allow, pharmaceutical companies won't allow you to use their drugs, then there's ways to do mixtures of drugs. Right? But again, it has to follow federal guidelines as well. So, you know, for those of you interested, there's a list of, like Alabama, we don't have a current protocol scene, all right, available. Apparently in Arizona, they used midazolam and hydromorphone, so they have used narcotics trying to do a respiratory depression. We'll talk about some types of capital punishment and what was done in the past. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so in the olden days, we would hang people. Oh, there were a lot of things we did in the olden days. We would cut off people's heads and behead them, and we would throw them into a pit of snakes or kill them with swords. But as we started to become more and more civilized, we would hang people. And the problem with hanging is many don't die quickly. In the movies, it looks like, all right, you know, you kick the stool out from under them, and then they drop, and then, you know, it's all over, and everybody walks away. And it's basically under 5 to 10 seconds in the movies. But usually during a hanging, people don't die quickly. They asphyxiate. They lose blood flow from their carotid arteries, you know, going to the brain. They may stop breathing because it cuts off their trachea, or they could get a cervical fracture. Now, they say three states still have this form of execution as an option if a lethal injection is not available. And I believe the three states are Delaware, New Hampshire, and Washington. I have to double check if that's still true. And a hangman's fracture can happen when you have a hyperextension injury where the pars articularis of the pedicle of the second vertebrae becomes fractured. And if you do this, it can kill. So you have to, when you set up a hanging, make sure that the distance of the drop is perfectly measured. A drop too long could cause a beheading. A drop too short could cause strangulation. So you want to get that hangman's fracture. So, you know, that's why with the hanging, it has to be measured properly. Now, they say, although hanging was the method of choice, some inmates would not die for 30 minutes. And so New York, at the turn of last century, was looking for a more humane way of executing. And a dentist by the name of Dr. Southwick saw an old, quote-unquote old drunk, accidentally electrocute himself while touching an electric generator. And when he saw this drunk man electrocute himself, he saw that it was painless. So in 1889, New York passed a law called the Electrical Execution Law. And Edwin Davis, the Auburn prisoner electrician, was commissioned to design an electric chair. So according to the History Channel, they said on August 1890, William Kemmler became the first person to be sent to the chair. After he was strapped in, a charge of approximately 700 volts was delivered for only 17 seconds before the current failed. Although witnesses reported smelling burnt clothing and charred flesh, they say Kemmler was far from dead and a second shock was prepared. The second shock was about 1,030 volts and was applied for 2 minutes. Now, smoke was observed coming from the head of Kemmler. By now, he was clearly deceased. They say an autopsy showed that the electrode attached to his back had burned through his spine. Now, it's been changed since then, all right? And like as we saw with the Green Mile, they would add a wet sponge to help, with the electricity conduction and to help with the electrocution. But the inmates were usually prepared by shaving them. So their hair wouldn't catch on fire. They would wear protection because they would soil themselves. And then two jolts were used, one to become brain dead and the other to stop the heart. And at the time that this was written, the states that would allow electrical execution were Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. So lethal injection, when did those come about? Lethal injection came about in the 80s. Charles Brooks was the first person killed by lethal injection on December 2, 1982, after a court ruled in 1994 that death by lethal gas was considered cruel and unusual punishment. Now, I don't understand that because 1982 versus 1994, that doesn't make sense. So I'm not sure, but I apologize. I'm just reading what's written here. So how they did the lethal injection was they put saline into an IV solution, then they injected the sodium thiopental to sedate the inmate, then they used the pancuronium bromide to paralyze the muscular system to stop him from breathing, and then, like I said in the last segment, used potassium chloride to stop the heart. So the person would go into respiratory arrest, cardiac arrest, and then die. So lethal injections used to work until, you know, something happened where either the medicine wasn't strong enough or it wasn't administered properly. Now, gas chambers. In 1924, they tried to execute Ji Zhan by using cyanide gas. They tried to pump it into his room at night when he slept. It didn't work. It leaked out of the cell. So they built an airtight chamber and had him breathe in the gas of sodium cyanide and sulfuric acid. Now, Arizona, California, Missouri, and Wyoming, I believe, still use gas chambers as a backup. I'm not sure when the last time it was used, though. And that's if lethal injection is an option. They say since 1976, 11 people have been executed by this means. Apparently, the inmate is strapped to a chair. There's a pail near the bottom of the chair that has sulfuric acid. Once the door is closed, a lever gets hit that drops sodium cyanide into the pail. Then hydrogen cyanide is made, creating toxic gas, cause the prisoners to stop breathing and die. And some inmates, though, do not seem to die that quickly. They may have anxiety and pain. They say the executioner physician would listen to the prisoner's heart outside of the machine by a long stethoscope that was attached to the prisoner on the inside. Once confirmed dead, the noxious gases would be sucked out by an exhaust fan and the body doused in ammonia to neutralize the gas, usually about 30 minutes later. They say orderlies have to be careful because gas could hide in the pockets or around the body. Other gases that they've used is carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, asphyxiating inmates as well. That's what confuses me. Why not just carbon monoxide? I mean, people have been using carbon monoxide to kill themselves painlessly. Why not just infuse carbon monoxide? I don't get that. I guess there's also a type of nitrogen gas that also competes with oxygen that they could use for these quote-unquote gas chambers. Now, in the olden days, they used firing squads, but it has recently been authorized in Utah as a viable method of execution if and only if the state was unable to obtain the drugs necessary to carry out a lethal injection execution. I believe Oklahoma had also has firing squad as an option, but right now, most sources are saying now it's only Utah. Not widely used, but it does appear to be the fastest and most painless way to execute, they say. So, I know we kind of briefly touched upon capital punishment. The history of capital punishment is a fascinating one, and I know it's controversial. You know, some people say, why are we doing this? Why not, just keep them on death row or, keep them, keep people confined? I believe this Dozier had asked to step it up for the death penalty. He asked for the death penalty. And I was asked by the reporter, well, how do we know if he was of sound mind? And that's very difficult because somebody confined in jail for years, knowing they don't have a life ever again, they don't want to live in jail. Jail could be hell. And so sometimes people of sound mind can say, look, I'm done. But then the other argument comes about, were they ever of sound mind? For somebody to kill and dismember somebody, how sane are they to begin with? And so obviously we don't, if somebody's insane, and they, plead insanity, I don't believe they are executed by the death penalty. But, the discussion comes up, the controversy comes up, for those that aren't, that do death row type activities, but where capital punishment is not an option, what does 50 years of jail do? Besides, take taxpaying dollars. When you have somebody like John Hinckley Jr. that could try to assassinate the president and make parole and, be able to, go out there and, still, and be a productive citizen, either we try to rehabilitate people or if they're unrehabilitable, I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE. 888-815-5433.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say our Domino's pizza, according to Daily Mail, could soon show up in a self-driving Ford, which means you order a pizza, a self-driving car, just use a drone. I don't even know why they're dinking around with self-driving cars. Just drone it over to us. Stay off the streets. But anyway, they say a fleet of autonomous vehicles are going to begin deliveries in Michigan in September. Customers will be able to track the delivery process through the Domino's app, which, by the way, is pretty good. I've ordered from Domino's now twice, and you get to follow it online. And they are pretty much still within that 30 minutes. I mean, they're pretty damn good with that. And they got good wings, too. They are going to retrieve their food from a special heated compartment. Screens and speakers on the car exterior will give users extra information. And the vehicles will initially be piloted by Ford safety engineers and researchers. So they say in the coming weeks, Domino's customers in Ann Arbor, Michigan, will be given the option to have a Ford Fusion Hybrid autonomous research vehicle deliver their pizza. They say customers will be able to track the delivery process. They'll get text messages. Okay, there's going to be a unique four-digit code to unlock the car's so-called heat wave compartment. I was thinking about that, too. I go, wait a second. Somebody may steal the car. You know, what door opens? You know, or they could mess with the car. They could, you know, pop up the hood and go and mess with. No. The only thing your code will allow you to do is to unlock the car's heat wave compartment. It's a container that keeps the food warm in the back of the vehicle. They say a number of startup delivery services have been experimenting with on-demand delivery in different packages. Opinion is still divided whether automation could help solve some major delivery problems, such as how to deliver pizzas to the fifth floor of a college dorm. I know. Okay, who buys the pizza, people? All right, this is something to think about. Okay, if the average pizza consumer is your college student hanging half naked out of, I lived on the sixth floor of our dorm, you know, but no, we went downstairs to get the pizza, all right? Now, because it's a car, it's going to stop outside the customer's house. So it's not going to be door to door. The other thing, too, is our kids going to burn themselves on this heating unit. So they have to make sure that it's for dummies where, you know, nobody can burn themselves. So right now, they're focusing on the last 50 feet of this delivery. I'm looking at the car. It's a Ford Fusion, right? Is that what it is? It's cute. And it says experiment, it says self-driving, it has a lot of black and white lines on it, and you see the lady go up to it to, you know, I don't know. They say Australia-based Domino's Pizza Enterprises. Did you know Domino's Pizza is based out of Australia? Yeah, they should just stick to Outback, honestly, because, you know, I really love the idea that my Outback steak is from Australia. Anyway, the Ann Arbor-based company's largest independent franchisee has tested delivery to customers in New Zealand via drone and self-driving robot. So Sheriff Marakby, head of Ford's autonomous and electric vehicles, hinted at the firm's broader ambitions. He said Ford planned to cooperate with multiple partners in deploying self-driving vehicles. And I guess they are expected to launch a self-driving shuttle for commercial ride-sharing fleets in the year 2021. I mean, good for them. This is how you do it. But you see, okay, what advantage is there when, you know, so here we are with the idea of, okay, so they're going to be, you know, driving the pizza to you in an autonomous vehicle. With the exception of that being cool, what else, the reason why they're so concerned about that last 50 feet is we're used to, you know, door to door. So all it does is be a little bit of a negative. And it now lessens the need for another employee having these autonomous cars. Now, I think employees have to use their own cars. So in a way, prices, you know, they are going to have to spend more money. So with the exception of, oh, this being kind of cool, all it really does is decrease their need for employment. And that's, and that's going to be the theme. In-N-Out is suing Smashburger for stealing its iconic double-double sandwich with its new menu item that contains two patties and three slices of cheese. Does McDonald's have a double? They might not call it a double-double, but doesn't McDonald's have something? Anyway, so I guess Smashburger was founded in Denver in 2007 and they launched the Triple Double in July. In-N-Out has burgers with equal amounts of cheese and meat, including the Double Double with two patties and two slices of cheese. In-N-Out has not trademarked the Triple Double name, though claims customers often customize the Double Double to have a third slice of cheese on the burger. Nah. Okay, come on. These burgers have cheese and meat, and, I mean, how do you trademark that? And then there's a quad burger. So anyway, In-N-Out is suing Smashburger for claiming its copy is Double Double, Triple Triple, and Quad Burger. The California-based burger giant filed a trademark infringement lawsuit on Monday, claiming that Smashburger's Triple Double is too similar to the Double Double. Now, In-N-Out is yummy, okay? I don't eat a lot of Smashburger. I'm sure it's a good too. And I don't eat any Double Double or Triple Double. But if the sandwiches tasted the same, then maybe. Now, the restaurant said it did trademark the Double Double, two patties and two slices of cheese, since 1963. I am looking at the sandwich. I mean, maybe they change the name, I guess. Triple Double. I don't know. I don't think they have a, I don't think they have a case. All right. Oh, we have another lawsuit going on. A Queens boxing fan is suing Showtime because he had difficulty watching the McGregor-Mayweather fight. So a Queens boxing fan got knocked out of the pay-per-view stream. Victor Mall paid $99.95 to stream Saturday's mega fight. And he is now taking this to Manhattan federal court. He alleges Showtime continually logged him out, and during times that he was able to watch, the pictures were delayed, cutting out, or otherwise incomplete. He tried to get a refund, and Showtime made the process unreasonably difficult, and he has not received a refund. Oh, then he's got a case. The suit seeks class action status for all viewers allegedly affected. About the suit, a spokesman for Showtime said in an email that we cannot comment on ongoing litigation. Prior news reports indicate that Showtime delayed the fight, which Mayweather won in a 10th round TKO after confirming due to high demand, we have reports of scattered outages. Ours was fine. We went to a party. It went through beautifully. There was no issue where we were at. But these people did pay a lot of money to watch a fight. They didn't get to watch it, so they should be refunded accordingly, according to the lawyer. I agree with that. So that's the problem. Trying to get a refund from places is almost impossible. Try it on a plane. Speaking of a plane, they say do not turn your air vent off on a plane. Remember I told you guys that what you need to do on an airplane is have that air vent in front of your nose, in front of your face, so as people breathe on you, it gets, you know, blown away? Well, according to Dr. Mark Gendero, medical director and vice chair of emergency medicine at Lahey Medical Center, Peabody, Massachusetts, and an expert, he agrees. You know, it could be getting rid of those bugs. So keep that air going. 1-877-DOG-TOG, I'm going.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.